This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament begin deliberation on budget announced for upcoming fiscal year. Lawmakers from the ruling coalition stress on effective implementation of budget. Opposition lawmakers blame the budget for failing to cover national priorities. Four people die of altitude sickness in course of picking yarsa, which is a caterpillar fungus, in Mugu district. President Ramchandra Powell underlines the need to wipe out racial discrimination and untouchability in the country. And heatstroke kills 33 polling staff in Uttar Pradesh state of India on the last day of election. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives and the National Assembly have begun deliberations on the recently presented budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Finance Minister Basha Manpun presented a proposal seeking deliberations on the budget in the House of Representatives yesterday. Presenting the proposal, the Finance Minister claimed that the budget was capable of alleviating civic frustrations and counteracting economic slowdown. Finance Minister Poon added that the budget remained objective, though significant pressures had been realized in the management of resources. He clarified that changes in tax rates were made on a need basis and in-depth study of their relevancy. According to the Finance Minister, the government did not want to jeopardize the political stability by changing tax rates significantly. Meanwhile, the lawmakers from the ruling coalition have stressed on the effective implementation of the budget, saying it was capable of addressing the country's needs. However, the lawmakers from the opposition parties claim that the budget failed to identify the priorities of the country. Lawmaker and former finance minister Bishnu Prasad Powell said the budget would have been more relevant, revised and better if it was brought consulting other ruling parties as well. House of Representatives member Devendra Powell said that the budget will make the country's financial system dynamic. Lawmaker and former finance minister Dr. Prakasharan Mahat stressed increasing financial investment in the productive sector. Member of the Parliament, Madhav Sakota, urged the government to gear up preparedness to minimize the potential damage resulting from monsoon-related disaster like floods and landslides. Likewise, taking part in the general discussion on the proposal seeking deliberation on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year in the National Assembly meeting yesterday, lawmaker Jagprasad Sarma stressed on the practical implementation of the budget as it addresses the national needs in a practical manner. Lawmaker Devendra Dahal said the budget had prioritized the policies and programs of the coalition government and the government's 16th five-year plan. Lawmaker Dr. Bedaram Bhusal welcomed the budget, saying it was in the right direction. Lawmaker Krishna Bahadur Rokhaye expressed doubts on the effective implementation of budget, saying it was of a bloated size. The meeting of the National Assembly yesterday unanimously approved the ordinance on amending some Nepal Acts related to investment facilitation. The proposal seeking approval of the ordinance was presented by the Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari. The government has introduced the ordinance in the lead-up to the Nepal, Investment Summit. Likewise, the National Assembly also unanimously approved the proposal seeking consideration on the Media Council Bill 2080 Bikram Samat. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, presented the proposal in the meeting. Four people died of altitude sickness in course of picking yarsa, which is a caterpillar fungus, in Mugu district. Chief District Officer of Mugu, Topendra Kesi, said the deceased had been identified as Devraj Bura, Man Bahadur Bura, Sovan Bura and Raj Bahadur Sawat from Chayanath Rural Municipality in Mugu district. Likewise, the health condition of Jeevan Ram Bura of the same village is said to be in serious condition due to the altitude sickness. The Kathmandu Valley Crime Division of Nepal Police have made public C.B. Lama, who was arrested for his alleged involvement in misappropriating cooperatives fund. Lama was arrested after 852 depositors of Kantipur Saving and Credit Cooperatives Limited filed an FIR in the division accusing Lama of embezzling 1.51 billion rupees. The Kathmandu District Court had issued an arrest warrant against Lama on the 3rd of March. President Ramchandra Powell has underlined the need to wipe out racial discrimination and untouchability so that an equitable society could be built. Extending a message of best wishes on the occasion of the National Day for Elimination of Racial Discrimination and Untouchability today, President Powell viewed racial discrimination and untouchability as sheer hindrance to national prosperity. He wished the day inspired all to be active for ending the wrong practices. The president also wished peace, prosperity and happiness to all Nepalese on the occasion. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order not to immediately implement the directive to deploy people who have been charged of violating traffic rules as traffic volunteers on the road. A single bench of Judge Dil Prasad Shrestha yesterday issued an interim order not to implement the directive of Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichhane. Krishna B.K., Akash Bhatta and seven others had filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court alleging the legality of Home Minister's directive to deploy traffic volunteers on the road. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Kaji Shrestha has said the government has given importance to preserving and promoting mother languages. Addressing the concluding session of the first International Conference on Journalism in Mother Language in Bhaktapur yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Shrestha said the government bodies should also promote mother languages. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. At least 33 Indian polling staff have died on the last day of voting from heatstroke in just one state after scorching temperatures gripped swathes of the country. The Al Jazeera quoted Chief Electoral Officer for the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, as saying 33 polling personnel died due to the heat. The figure included security guards and sanitation staff. Rinwa said a monetary compensation of 1.5 million rupees will be provided to the families of the deceased. While there have been reports of multiple deaths from the intense heat wave with temperatures over 45 degrees Celsius in many places, the dozens of staff dying in one day marks an especially grim total. The Hindustan Times newspaper reported a total of 58 people died due to heat exposure across the country on Saturday, with deaths also reported from neighboring Bihar, Odisha in the east and the central Madhya Pradesh state. The Indian Meteorological Department said temperatures in Jhansi city reached 46.9 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Indian media reports said the heat index soared to an alarming 61 degrees Celsius in Balia on Saturday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Both houses of the Federal Parliament begin deliberation on budget announced for upcoming fiscal year. Lawmakers from ruling coalition stress on effective implementation of the budget. Opposition lawmakers blame the budget for failing to cover national priorities. Four people die of altitude sickness in course of picking yarsa, which is a caterpillar fungus in Mugu. President Ramchandra Powdil underlines the need to wipe out racial discrimination and untouchability in the country. And heatstroke kills 33 polling staff in Uttar Pradesh on last day of India election. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.